Distinctive Characteristics of Christ in the Quran.
In spite of the opposition of Islam to the basic Christian doctrines, the Quran concedes to Christ attributes and dignities which put him on a higher level than human beings. These characteristics were manifested in his way of life and conduct, his message and his person. When we compare these characteristics with those which the Quran mentions concerning the prophets and apostles, we see that it does not give to any of them, not even Muhammad himself, any of those special characteristics pertaining to Christ.
Number 1. His miraculous conception. We read in the Quran, "And Mary, daughter of Imran, whose womb was chaste, therefore we breathe therein from our spirit. And she put faith in the words of her Lord and his scriptures, and was from the obedient." Surat al-Tahrim, Banning, verse 12. See also Surat al-Anbiya, The Prophets, verse 91.
Al-Fakhr al-Razi says, "We breathed therein of our spirit," means in Aisha, as Aisha was in her abdomen. There is disagreement over who breathed. Some say the breathing was from Allah, as Allah says, "We breathed therein of our spirit," by which it appears it was Allah himself who breathed. Others say that the one who breathed was Gabriel, because it is said in a statement attributed to Gabriel, "I grant to you."
There is also disagreement over the manner of this breathing. Number 1. There is the saying of Wahhab that Gabriel breathed into her breast and it reached her womb. Number 2. Another version is that he breathed into the hem of her garment, and she conceived. Number 3, Al-Sadi said, "He took hold of her sleeve and breathed into her side, and it entered her breast, and she conceived." Then Mary's sister, the wife of Zechariah, came to visit with and help her, and while she was assisting her, she knew that Mary was pregnant, and Mary mentioned her state to her. The wife of Zechariah said, "I find a child in my womb worships that which is in yours." Thus the statement, "believing in the word of Allah." Number 4, the breathing was in her mouth and reached her womb, and immediately she conceived.
Ibn Abbas said, "Gabriel opened the inner garment with his fingers and breathed inside." The saying, "whose body was chaste," means she kept herself chaste and maintained her virtue. And "we breathed therein of our spirit" means the breathing was into the opening of her garment. It is also said, "we," that is Allah, "created whatever appears in it," the womb of Mary.
Muqatil, in his explanation of the words, "she believed in the words of her Lord," said they mean, in Aisha and Al-Hassan, when reading the Quran, indicated this by substituting "word" of her Lord instead of "words," and Aisha is called the word of Allah in a number of places in the Quran.
Number 2, his miraculous birth. The Quran mentions this conversation between the Virgin Mary and the angel of the Lord when he came with the announcement of Christ's birth, saying, "He said, 'I am a messenger of thy Lord, that I may bestow on thee a faultless boy.' She said, 'How can I have a boy when no mortal hath touched me, neither have I been unchaste?' He said, 'So it will be. Thy Lord says, it is easy for me.' and we will make him a revelation to mankind and a mercy from us, and it is a thing ordained. Surat Maryam Mary, verses 19 through 21.
Al-Baidawi has commented on the miraculous birth of Jesus, saying that distinction sets Christ apart from other humans and messengers, because he was born without any human embrace or relationship.
But Al-Fakhr el-Razi comments on the subject thus.
Concerning the words, "I bestow on thee a faultless boy," he said, "Faultless means three things. Firstly, that he is without sin. Secondly, that he grew in integrity, as it is said that he who has no sin is chaste, and in the growing plant there is purity. Thirdly, he was above reproach and pure."
The words, "we make him a revelation for mankind," mean we make his birth a sign to mankind, as he was born without a father. And "a mercy from us" means mankind will be blessed by the manifestation of these signs, for they will be overwhelming indications of his truthfulness and will make the acceptance of his word more likely.
Al-Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tabari said in explanation of the words "faultless boy," and basing it on the saying of Abu Amru, "the chaste boy is pure from sin. Thus the Arabs say, a youth pure and chaste, outstanding and excellent."
Number 3. He was blessed of God. We read in Surat Maryam these words as spoken by Christ. "He hath made me blessed wherever I may be." Surat Maryam, Mary, verse 30.
At Tabari, quoting Yunus ibn Abd al-Ala, and Suifan said that the explanation of "hath made me blessed" means "he hath made me a teacher of good."
Sulaiman bin Abd al-Jabbar, quoting Muhammad bin Yazid bin Khanis al-Makhzumi, said, "I heard Ibn al-Wart, a follower of the Bani Makhzum, say, a scholar encountered another more learned than himself and, after greeting him, said, 'What should be manifested from my knowledge?' He said, 'The doing of good and the refraining from the forbidden. This is the religion of Allah, which he sent through his prophets to mankind.' Scholars have agreed on the saying of Allah, 'He hath made me,' that is, Aiza, 'blessed, wheresoever I be.'"
Number 4. He was supported by the Holy Spirit. We read in Surat al-Baqarah, the cow, verse 253. "We gave Isa, son of Mary, clear proofs, and we supported him with the Holy Spirit."
Ibn Abbas said, "The Holy Spirit is the name by which Isa was raising the dead." Abu Muslim said, "The Holy Spirit by whom he was supported was probably the pure spirit, which Allah breathed into him, and by which he distinguished him from those whom he created in a normal manner from man and woman."
We read in Surat An-Nisa, women, verse 170, "The Messiah, Isa, son of Mary, is a messenger of Allah, and his word, which he conveyed unto Mary, and a spirit from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers."
The substance of these verses is that Allah gave Isa in his person a spirit, and this spirit supported him in his personality. But Muslim scholars have differed in the explanation of the Holy Spirit by whom he was supported.
Ibn Uns said, "He is the spirit which was breathed into Christ. Allah related him to himself, honoring him, Christ, and setting him apart. The Holy is God, and the saying, 'We breathed in him of our spirit,' is indicative of this."
Al-Sadi and Kaab said, "The Holy Spirit is Gabriel, and his support of Aiza was by being his companion and friend, helping and accompanying him wherever he went, until he was taken up into heaven."
Ibn Jubayr said, "Spirit of the Holy is the supreme name for Allah, and by it Aisa was raising the dead."
Al-Kashani said, "Allah proposed to cleanse the body of Aisa from inherent impurities, and he was an incarnate spirit in an ideal and spiritual body. He, Allah, cleansed his spirit and purified him from being influenced by natural instincts and environmental characteristics, so that he could be supported by the Holy Spirit on whose form he was."
Ibn Atta said, "The most excellent plants are those whose fruits are like Aisa, the Spirit of God."
Ibn Abbas said, "As it was the Spirit which was breathed into him, and the Holy One is Allah, so he is the Spirit of Allah."
Number 5. His ascension at the time of his death. We read that Allah said, "O Aisa, lo, I am gathering you and causing you to ascend to me, and am cleansing you of those who disbelieve." Surat al-Imran, verse 55.
Al-Fakhri al-Razi said, "There are many interpretations of this verse, of which we quote two."
A. The meaning of "I will cause you to ascend" is that Allah would take him to the place of his honor and make that ascension an honor and exaltation to Isa. Similar to this is the saying, "I go to my Lord." This statement is taken from the Gospel.
B. The interpretation of "causing you to ascend unto me" means that Allah was raising him to a place where no one could judge him, for on earth men pass various kinds of judgment on one another, but in heaven there is no true nor omniscient judge except Allah.
Number 6. His infallibility in his message and his way of life. Some people imagine that infallibility of message is definitely linked with infallibility of conduct, but the verses of the Quran contradict this idea. We read many verses which make clear that the prophets' lives were not without blame, neither before nor after their message. But in the Quran, Christ's life was infallible, as was his message. The angel witnessed to that when he said to his mother, "I am the messenger of your Lord, and I bestow on you a faultless child." El-Baidawi said in his comments on the word "faultless" that Aisa advanced intellectually from year to year.
Number 7. Signs proved the uniqueness of his message. As his message was made unique by the support of the Holy Spirit, so was it also unique in the multiplicity and character of the signs attending it, which exceeded those given to any other messenger. We read, "We gave Isa, son of Mary, clear proofs." Surat al-Baqarah, the cow, verse 253. The proofs being the miracles.
Al-Baidawi said, "Allah bestowed on him a special assignment, and made his miracles a reason for his preferment above other messengers. They were clear signs and great wonders unequaled in number by any other.
Number 8. His omniscience. The Quran says, "When the Son of Mary is quoted as an example, your people alienate themselves from him. Surely he is a sign for the hour, that is, the day of judgment." Surat al-Zukhruf, Ornaments of Gold, verse 57 and 61.
Al-Jalalan said, in his explanation of the phrase, "a sign for the hour," seeing as Isa was a sign for the hour, he knew when it, the day of judgment, would come. When we remember that people generally recognize that Allah is separate from his creation, in that he alone knows the times, we comprehend the distinction which the Quran assigns, especially to Christ.
Number 9. He is the mediator near to Allah. When we consider verse 44 of Surat al-Zumar, the troops, we find that the Quran confines the work of intercession to Allah alone, when it says, "Unto Allah belongeth all intercession." Another verse of the Quran hints that intercession is one of the privileges of Christ when it says, "Remember when the angel said, O Mary, lo, Allah gives you glad tidings of a word from him, whose name is the Messiah, Isa, son of Mary, an outstanding personality in the world and in the hereafter, and one of those brought near." Surat al-Imran, verse 44.
Al-Jalalan said, in explanation of this verse, "Outstanding in this world by the ministry of prophecy, and in the hereafter by intercession and position, and being one of those brought near unto Allah."
Al-Tabari, quoting Ibn Hamid and Salama and Ibn Ishaq and Muhammad bin Ja'far, said, "Outstanding in the world means possessor of dignity and living close to Allah in the world. The words in the hereafter and among those brought near mean that he is one of those whom Allah brings near to himself on the day of resurrection and who will dwell close to him."
Al-Razi said concerning Isa, "He was outstanding in the world because he obeyed the call of Allah and raised the dead, healed the blind and the leper, and will be outstanding in the hereafter, because Allah will make him an intercessor for his people."
However, the saying, "one brought near," has various viewpoints.
The first, that Allah had made the position of being near to him a great privilege for the angels, and would admit Isa to their rank and dignity.
The second, this description is an announcement that he would be raised to heaven and associated with angels.
The third, that not every outstanding one in the hereafter would be close to Allah, because those in paradise are of various ranks and degrees.